Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The bottom of the screen, second and goal, 10 seconds. Daniels fires, end zone, touchdown! Jamison Crowder, preposterous! Five turnovers and the lead with seconds remaining.
It's as good a running back as we've seen.
Jackson will keep this time. And look at the speed! Lamar Jackson is gone! Touchdown! LaMerry Christmas! 48 yards!
I hadn't heard that call before. LaMerry Christmas? Interesting. Obviously from a Christmas day. That was, what, in Houston, I think? Baltimore was in Houston last year. They were in San Francisco on a Monday night on Christmas the year before.
You're showing off. You're showing off. Great job, Rooster. That's impressive.
You get fired up when I just deep into the annals of the memory banks, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, see? Well, you were taking a four-day weekend. I was hard at work trying to remember all this mindless minutia.
Yeah, you couldn't remember when the Commanders were down 21-7 to the Eagles, though. But I think it only works when it's not your team. Like, you try to remember things favorably for the hometown team, but when it's not them, it seems like you're pretty accurate.
Okay. So you're saying that I don't remember anything specifically and good about the Commanders, but I do for every other team in the NFL.
Or you just remember it more favorably.
Uh-huh. So, like, what about the 86-yard touchdown that we mentioned that you played earlier last hour that I remember the distance live last week?
See, there's no need
without any hint, without any advisement, without anything.
Yeah, there's no reason for you to not remember that because it was an 86-yard touchdown. But say if the Commanders were down 21-7, like they were, to the Eagles.
Oh, I see how this works.
I see.
So I should have remembered that, but I shouldn't have remembered that. Is that what you're saying?
No, or it's just interesting. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying what you should or shouldn't do, right. But it seems like when it makes your Commanders look bad, which we all know you're an undercover Giants fan. Like, we don't have to tell our audience that, but you had to pose as a Commanders fan.
Yeah.
We get it, covering the team.
Exactly. Exactly. That's AMAC, ladies and gentlemen, making his first contribution to the radio show since last Thursday. He'll be off again this Friday. But who's counting? Who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting?
Poor Mad Max will have to work another double.
Yeah, that's the only person I feel bad for in this situation is Mad Max.
So here's the deal. Again, circling back to what we started to get into late last hour, and then we'll get into the calls. Lamar Jackson has played seven NFL seasons. Seven NFL seasons. He's a two-time MVP winner. And many are convinced he should be a three-time MVP award winner. Not me, but many are convinced. But he's had no Super Bowl appearances. So as simple as I can boil this down, and again, the reason why we're bringing this up, A, it's the summertime and there's nothing to talk about. B, Bart Scott made the comparison, and he's not the only one, but people have ruffled their feathers, if you will, at the thought that Jaden Daniels is Lamar Jackson. Okay, so we take the context of what Bart Scott said, and I created a question off of it. which is to say that in Jaden's first 7 years, if he won two NFL MVP awards and had reasonably and substantially similar statistics to Lamar Jackson, but no Super Bowl appearances, never mind wins, no Super Bowl appearances, what would that be considered in your eyes? What would that be considered in yours? My guy, Talk Nats, said, you need Super Bowl wins. You need Super Bowl wins. And I can say this. Yes, ultimately, you need Super Bowl wins. But that is to determine a level between elite and great, in my opinion. There's lots of great players, right? But when you win Super Bowls, or when you win ultimate championships, that's where your resume, your legacy, goes from great to elite. You have to have the bottom line foundational numbers to be considered great. But until you win at least one championship, and ideally more, you're not elite. In my opinion. In my opinion. Not everybody's opinion, but in my opinion. So, if Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, and that's a key term here as well, the Commanders and Jaden Daniels, do not even appear in a Super Bowl in his first 7 years, what is that? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Lap in D.C., and then we'll get to Jason and Laurel after that. What up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? Everybody know, Rooster, you're an undercover Giant fan, man.
Yeah.
That's why we can't get you to be on board with the Commanders. But we're all good, man.
I'm wearing Giants boxers today. You want to see?
We just want you to get pumped up with the Commanders like you do the Caps and Nats and stuff. That's all, Rooster. We just want you to just say you love us every now and then, man. That's all.
Lap. Let me ask you this. You know I love you, right?
I know you got love.
Do you think that I traveled on my own dime to Detroit and Philadelphia and spent all of my free time doing that because I hate the Commanders or because I don't love the Commanders?
Say that again, Rooster. I'm sorry.
I said, do you think I traveled to Detroit and Philadelphia on my own dime and spent my whole weekend traveling to cover a football team because I hate them or because I don't love them? Or do you think I just did it for my job, which I wasn't getting paid for and which I was paying on my own?
I guess it's a double-edged sword, I guess, man. I mean, you might like them a little bit, and you might do some things for work, but we don't know. We just know you're not like a diehard fan like Paulie and Deep from the Shop.
Well, I would agree with you on that. I'm not a diehard fan of anybody.
Yeah, you don't seem like you really care too much, unless the Caps. You like Ted a little bit with the Caps, man.
Wait a second. You think I only root for the Caps because I like Ted?
I think so, man. We want to get some of that energy from you for the Commanders one day.
Okay.
But
one day.
Yeah. So back to the Jaden thing. I think Jaden is. I mean, what he's done in his rookie year has been impressive. I think Lamar, did he play in the playoffs his rookie year? I think, or they put him in a halftime or something.
I have to double check that.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that. But, I mean, what Lamar has done is pretty impressive. It's just that he didn't, win the chip. He wasn't a really good passer, coming out the gate. A superb athlete, his passing has gotten better, his accuracy has gotten better. When you got a guy like that, you got to have that, that skill set and make him feel comfortable. Jaden is more of a pass first than a runner second, but I think he could pretty much do everything you know, Lamar can do is just, Lamar is just a superb athlete, man. But I mean, with your question about the Super Bowl, I would definitely take a Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying, over all of those accolades. You know, if he get them along the way, great, fine. They still need to build a team around him because he could be as wonderful as he is, but if we don't have the pieces in place, we're not going to win or compete. And I'm hoping we can do this in the next couple of years, man, you know, before the window is closing.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I would say this. Like, I would say this. If Jaden is what Lamar has turned out to be, listen, he is going to be a rock star, great, just all the accolades. But ultimately, and again, ultimately, I remind everybody, it's a team sport, but ultimately you are judged based on what you do in the biggest moments of your sport. And ultimately, there's going to be a lot of questions about Jaden Daniels if he can't get over the hump, which there's starting to be these questions now about Lamar Jackson, fair or unfair. And what I want is not to have that. So I say, get it done early, man. At least get to a Super Bowl. Yeah. Lamar hasn't even been to a Super Bowl, been to an AFC Championship game. And by the way, he did play in the playoffs and start in his rookie year. He was not very good. 14 of 29, 194, throwing an interception. He did have two touchdowns, and he did run.
Yeah.
He did run for 55 yards, but he was sacked 7 times in that game in a loss.
Yeah, yeah, he wasn't that accurate. I had vaguely remember, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we definitely want to see Jaylen win the Super Bowl because I know they were talking about the Olympics and everything. Like, we can get a Super Bowl before that, man. Jaden can do whatever he wants. Long as he protect himself and get better, you know what I'm saying, and stay healthy. He win us the Super Bowl. I mean, shoot, it don't matter what he do, man. He can have MVPs. He cannot have MVPs. It don't matter. But if he wins a chip in this area, man, we going to go crazy, y'all.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
I mean, hands down. Yep.
Thank you, Lev. Right, appreciate Rupert. You. Yep. Thank you. I appreciate it. Couple of good questions. Dwayne asks and AA asks, and they both brought up the same quarterback, Dan Marino. He said, Dwayne asked, what would you consider Dan Marino? I would consider him elite. There are exceptions to the rule. AA says, Marino only appeared in 1. Warren Moon, 0. Dan Fouts, 0. Yet they're Hall of Fame. The quarterback's ultimately the engine of the car, but when you're the transmission fails, aka defense, there's not much you can do. Some of the best never even made it to a Super Bowl. I mean, more than fair questions. I would say, my rule of great versus elite and having that championship component to it is my general rule of thumb, my general rule of comparison across the board. Like if you asked me, hey, man, what's the difference between Dan Marino and Joe Montana? Let's just use those two quarterbacks because they played in a reasonably similar era. The answer I would say is Dan Marino was more physically talented and very successful. But Joe Montana won Super Bowls, and he was very talented. And yes, maybe he benefited from a lot of talent around him, but he made that talent better as well. Maybe Dan Marino didn't make the defense of the Miami Dolphins, the running game then of the Miami Dolphins, as good as it could be because he wanted to throw the pill a lot. And they let him. Maybe. And again, I don't do the end-all, be-all argument. I'm just using it as a point of comparison that if Alex Ovechkin never won the Stanley Cup, he would be the all-time greatest goal scorer of all time. Wait. He would be the all-time greatest goal scorer. And I'm telling you, his career would be marked by failure in the playoffs. Period. Fair or unfair, that's the way it goes. That's the way it is. You're judged by what you do at the highest pressure point. That's it. There's other nuance. There's other context, as we always point out, but that's it. All right, let's get to our guy Jason and Laurel next up. What's up? What up, Jace? How are you?
What's up, Ruth?
How are you, Payne?
Thanks, McCall. Love the show. Love this topic. And I think I said to Kevin Sheehan last week that I think the only real question about Jaden is not how many Super Bowls he wins, but how many he wins on his rookie contract. And I still feel that way. I think we're better off than Baltimore, because I think in his rookie campaign, I think J.D. gave us more than Lamar gave in his rookie mm-hmm. campaign.
I would agree.
But if we go forward 8 years and look back at Jaden's first seven, if we don't have a Super Bowl, at least an appearance, I think that's a mandate on Peters and the coaching staff, as long as last year is our floor for Jaden and there's no injury regression or anything else. Mm. If last year was the least that we're going to see from Jaden, yeah, we absolutely should see, you know, maybe multiple Super Bowls.
You bring up a good point, because I would be willing to bet most of the criticism would fall on Dan Quinn, or if Cliff Kingsbury stays around, or Adam Peters, before it fell on Jaden Daniels. Now, there'd be pockets of criticism of Jaden Daniels. Oh, he could have done more. He could have done this. He could have made this read. Could have thrown here. Blah, 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 blah. But I think most of the criticism, like it does in Baltimore, would fall on Harbaugh, would fall on DaCosta, the GM, Ozzie Newsome before that, the owner, whatever the case might be, his teammates, bad draft picks, whatever the case might be. But the point that I like what you're saying is, and we do need to always remind people, you do not win games in the National Football League or in any sport by yourself, right? You just don't. There's always help, even in individual sports, tennis, golf, whatever. You need a caddy in golf. You need a coach in tennis, whatever the case might be. So no championship is ever won individually. And that's kind of the rub when it comes to these arguments. And how do you separate the Marinos and the Fouts from the Bradys and the Mannings and the Rogers and the, you know, all that stuff. And that's why the debate rages on forever and ever.
Well, I think we've already seen Jaden make receivers better. I mean, obviously Terry had the best year of his career. Kwame Brown, you know, played into a great free agent. Ertz is having sort of a rekindling of his career. So the one thing, you know, about the Brady comparison that I'm a fan of as it goes to JD 5 is he is making players around him better, and he is, you know, making coaches look better. But I think that's just a lot about his work ethic and the kind of person he is.
I
think if given enough support, the sky's the limit with this guy. But we got to make sure that we give him the right support. And if I can just transition real quick, I'll be super fast,
yep.
I swear.
No problem.
I've been thinking a lot about Terry and, you know, whether Terry's a number one or an elite number one. And, you know, Terry obviously is a number one, but he ain't even close to being the best receiver in our division. I think I have a comparison for him, what I'd really love to see him do. And I have two people, Alvin Harper and Chris Carter. You know, Chris Carter had a great career as a receiver. But I kind of think his best years were in his later years, when he was trying to be a mentor and a friend to Randy Moss. And we really saw an older guy, not quite as fast, but could run the routes and stuff. And the other is Alvin Harper. You know, Alvin Harper got a big contract because of what he was able to do with Michael Irvin.
Mm-hmm.
But without Michael Irvin, Alvin Harper wasn't anything.
Yep.
I think we really need to give Harry somebody that can play with him, because he's not Higgins. He's not Carter. He's not all those guys, but he's really good. He is a good teammate, but he needs somebody that can sort of excel past what he has physically, and I think that's what the team should do more than anything else. I mean, get him a young guy that can kind of play off of him and he can play with, because I think that's where he really will hold a lot of value for this team.
I think that's a really astute point. I don't think that guy right now is on the team, though. I don't think that guy is Debo Samuel.
No.
So
no, it's not Debo. Debo's not a receiver.
Yeah.
He's a chess piece.
Right. Is it going to come next year in the draft after maybe, but we don't know, obviously, until we get there. But I think it's a very astute point, as always. Thank you, Jace. Appreciate you. Good to hear
from you.
All right. 21 minutes after the hour. Take a quick timeout. Come on back. More of your calls. 301-230-0980. We'll get to Paulie. We'll get to Lou. We'll get to you. The usual suspects aboard on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, good to have you with us. As we approach the bottom of the hour, let's get right back to it on the phones. We wait for also training camp, not training camp. I keep calling it training camp, mini camp updates. By the way, did you know that not only are the Bengals in a contract standoff with Trey Hendrickson, but they're also in a contract standoff with their first-round defensive end edge picker, Shamar Stewart. Yeah. So just real quickly, Shamar Stewart talked to the media today. He did not sign a contract in time to participate, what have you. He said, I'm 100% right. I'm not asking for nothing y'all, meaning the Bengals front office, have never done before. But in y'all case, y'all just want to win arguments.
How are they spelling that? Y-A?
Y apostrophe A-L-L. Y'all.
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 Y'all. Well, am I saying it wrong?
Yes.
Okay, well, I never use y'all or y'all.
Just y'all. Yeah.
Y'all. I'm 100% right. I'm not asking for nothing y'all have never done before. But in y'all case, y'all just want to win arguments more than winning more games. Y'all. Okay. Anyway, let's get to Paulie for a second day in a row. Ready to fire off the cannons, trying to lure Jason Kidd from Dallas. What's up, Paulie?
Yeah, hail to the W, man. Don't ever try to make fun of black dialect again, man. Y'all. Say it. This is y'all. We ain't got a y'all. Y'all. What's wrong with you, man?
Paulie.
What's wrong with you, man?
Paulie, what's wrong?
What's wrong with you, man?
Paulie. Are you going to let me answer? Are you going to let me answer? You're going to just keep asking the same question.
You don't got to answer. You think you're funny? You're not funny. Y'all, tell him, Matt. Y'all.
Yeah, I don't know why he's acting like he's never saw that word before.
I've never seen it quoted and spelled out that way over and over and over again. So I was just. Yeah. Y'all, Y apostrophe A-L-L.
That's the original Ebonic word. Y'all, get it right.
Okay.
Now, number two. Boy, you've been trying to slam Lamar Jackson for like some years now, bro.
Yeah.
Some years, man. Here's the whole thing, man. You ain't talking this about Josh Allen. Same amount of years. MVP. But you know why you ain't talking about this about Josh Allen? Because Josh Allen has played well in most of his playoffs games, where Lamar Jackson hasn't.
Oh.
Because
you threw me for a loop here, Paulie. I thought you were going for the big one.
Because Lamar Jackson has taken more time to develop in his passing games, where early on in his career, he relied heavily on his legs.
Correct.
Now, you have to say, over the past 3 years, since he signed his new extension, that he's picked up on his passing game.
Oh, absolutely. I say that all the time.
You be quiet, man.
I'm just pointing it out.
All right. I'm just making a point of why you can't really be on Lamar Jackson and saying it's not a failure for him. It's a failure around him.
Uh-huh.
Because they built this offense for him. That was the whole reason of bringing in the new court. What is it, Monk is the new guy now?
Yeah.
That was the whole reason of bringing him in last year or the year before that, or whatever it was. because they wanted to open up the offense more. Because the offense was built directly around the skill set that he had at that moment. Now, so I wouldn't say it's necessarily a failure. Now, him and Jaden Daniels, they are similar. They're similar in where they can use their legs to manipulate the defense. The same as Josh Allen. But like Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels early on has a better concept for the passing game. The only difference with Josh Allen early on was he was inaccurate, highly inaccurate. He knew where to go with the ball. He just didn't know where to place the ball, where it paused, where Lamar Jackson didn't really know where to go with the ball, so he would run. All right, so I would think after 7 years and we don't have a title or we're not in the Super Bowl appearance, as long as Jaden Daniels has played well in these moments like Josh Allen, it's not a failure for Jaden Daniels. It's an organizational failure.
Hey,
like
Paulie.
It is with the Bills.
Paulie, it's an astute point. Can you say the word appearance again?
Y'all.
Paulie, you said appearance, two words. You said two words in that rant. That made me laugh.
Appearance. But listen, I wasn't trying. Listen, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
but you're good at being one.
Hey, man. Hey, man, I learned from the best.
Who loves you, Paulie? Who loves you, baby?
Linnell.
Yeah. If that's the only love you got, I'm sorry.
Hey, man, hail to the W,
bye,
man. Y'all have a good afternoon.
You too. I mean, Paulie is more than fair. Josh Allen hadn't made a Super Bowl either. And he'd been in the league 7 years as well. I mean, but I would say Josh Allen arrived from Wyoming wildly erratic. But he has improved his completion percentage and his accuracy, you know, roughly 10, 11% over the course of his career. I think Josh Allen was a better passer coming in than Lamar Jackson. And I would still prefer Josh Allen's style as opposed to Lamar's, but kind of splitting hairs. But Josh Allen hasn't made it to a Super Bowl either, to be fair. All right, time for a trending alert, and then more of your calls on the other side. 301-230-0980. Did you just say that I sound like...
Yeah, you do, kind of right there.
Really?
Yeah, you do.
Because I prefer Josh Allen a little bit more than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, like what, two or three? How many MVPs has Lamar won?
He's won two. Okay, Josh Allen's won one.
Yeah. And you think he was a better thrower coming out of Wyoming than Lamar?
He absolutely was.
Oh, you're tripping.
He absolutely was.
You're tripping.
Okay, let's examine that after the break. On the Team 980 in the Odyssey app, first, a trending alert. All right, the Commanders wrapping up practice today over in Ashburn. First of three scheduled mini-camp practices. No Terry McLaurin, but Marshawn Lattimore was on the field. So was Laramie Tunsil. So was everybody else. Mandatory, so we will see. And we will hear from some of the combatants as we go along. Meanwhile, T.J. Watt, not at Steelers mandatory minicamp as he is 1 year away from a contract expiration. Same for Trey Hendrickson. Although in Buffalo, starting running back James Cook, who was out last week, is in town. So is Kirk Cousins, although he is under contract, not looking for a new one, just unhappy with his situation, of course, in Atlanta. Meanwhile, Colorado Buffalo's head coach Deion Sanders is dealing, according to his son, with an unspecified illness and has been out of the office recently. Again, an unspecified health issue. Actually, USA Today also had some of the reporting on this, but he is said to be okay, again, according to his son. So we will find out more as we go along on Deion Sanders. And the NBA, another night off, long travel from Oklahoma City to Indianapolis, Indiana. They will play game three of the NBA Finals on Wednesday night. Wednesday night, series tied 1-1. The Pacers say Tyrese Halliburton is not limited by a leg problem. And that's what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So that's the problem with the Knicks. And that's the problem with the Phoenix Suns. And that's the problem with Chris Russell. He don't want to listen.
I'm always listening, baby. I may not like what you have to say, but I'm always listening. I'm always listening. I'm all about that cash. Or something like that. Whatever the kids say. Whatever the kids say. I was not making fun of Shamar Stewart, by the way, just for the record. I just never seen a quote with that many y'all references in it.
I think that's surprising that you haven't seen the word y'all like written out.
I just haven't.
No,
sorry.
Sure.
Not many people quote that.
Hey, listen, no need to get defensive.
You know,
I get it.
I sometimes refer to you all like.
That's what it's short for, you know.
I understand that. Just saying. I mean. Grew up different dialects and different ways of speaking and whatever. So what was I saying?
I don't even remember. It was so ridiculous. I mean, no offense. It was just so ridiculous. I don't even know.
Really? It was Y apostrophe A-L-L. And yeah. I wasn't saying why all.
You were saying you all. So it was, you were making it two syllables.
Yeah, but I don't. But that wasn't me making fun of him. That was
I know.
That was just me being an old man.
Yeah, I know.
And not really seeing that four times in one quote.
Yeah. See, like
I don't know if I've ever seen that spelled out.
Yeah, I see. I've read that in books.
Oh no, I haven't.
Yeah, like
I don't.
People text like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of those words. It's kind of like I don't know how to find a. Comp, but I would say it's like dude, like it's not really an official word, but it's like slang that got turned into a word.
I wonder if I put it into my phone, what it would. Let's see here. Let's do a test live on the radio.
Great radio. Great, great, great. Yeah, let's see what you got back.
I put in you all, and it came up separate. You all. Let's see. I am going to Y apostrophe A-L-L. Oh, it's there.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's a pretty common word. It's not like it's like hidden away.
I seriously don't know if I've ever seen it spelled out.
No, I got you.
You know?
It's just surprising.
And we all have kind of crutch words. Like, I am hyper aware that I say you know a lot.
Hmm.
Especially when I'm not sure exactly what to say and I'm trying to keep the conversation moving without deadly silence. I was like, so I do that a lot. Some people do ums a lot.
Ums.
And uhs a lot. It's
like.
It's just like.
Like.
I've done that at times.
Literally just, is a new one.
Uh-huh. Figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's AMAC. We're trying to figure out the meaning of life over here. Anyway, just wanted to pass that quote on. Was not making fun of Shamar Stewart. That was actually my pick for the Commanders in the draft. I thought maybe he slips all the way to 29. He did not. He went in the teens. to the Bengals, who now don't want to work out a contract. I don't think that's about money. I think that's about an offset language thing, and that's what he's pissed about from what I've heard, but I could be wrong on that. Let's get back to the calls and get you guys aboard on the showgram. Let's go to Stevie Ray in Baltimore. What's up, Stevie Ray?
Listen, riveting radio, listening to how to text y'all. I love that.
Thank you.
I'm going to do that on my phone. Well, I'm going to do that on my phone after we get
yes,
done.
Yes, please do that.
Yes, many years ago, I can't remember who it was, but one of the great reporters for CBS came out and talked about how people use words while they're trying to think. Obama used to do that, and then he just stopped talking, and he would just think, and he have silences in between. But, yeah, it's like, and you know, and those sorts of things to keep people from giving them a chance to think about what it is. So that being out of the way, talking about Lamar Jackson, and Jaden Daniels. Here's what I'm going to put it this way. You're going to give me the guy from Buffalo, Josh. I don't know why his last name is away from me.
Josh Allen.
Or Josh Allen. If you would come to me and say, you know what, Steve? You're now running the Washington Commanders. We will give you either – you want it straight up for either Josh Allen for – excuse me, I'm on rough road. I apologize for that. That's better. Josh or Lamar or even Patrick. I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. And the reason for that is that in Jaden Daniels, I think he's as good as any of them right now. Any of them right now. And they have been in the league for 7-8 years. They've reached the pinnacle of what they can do. Jaden Daniels, he's not even scratched the surface. And last year, if he doesn't get hurt, we could be looking, and I'm not saying he is, I'm just saying we could be looking at a GOAT. It's a possibility that we are looking on this team at a GOAT. Now, the only way he doesn't get to or win Super Bowls is what's around him or that he gets hurt. It is not going to be on his ability as a quarterback. His ability as a quarterback should get them to not only a Super Bowl, but multiple Super Bowls, and win not only a Super Bowl, but win multiple Super Bowls, and also get MVPs on top of that. That's how good Jaden Daniels is. I like Lamar. I'm going to tell you one thing on Lamar. I went 2 years ago to watch him play against Miami, and Miami was leading their division, so they were coming in against the Ravens. I went to see him, and Lamar had what I thought was the greatest game I'd ever seen in person by a quarterback. He was phenomenal. He was like 35 for 38 for 500 yards and 4 touchdowns. And I said, this guy is amazing. He then turns around 3 or 4 weeks later, plays Kansas City in the playoffs, and lays an egg. And absolutely, if people around here wanted to, I live in Baltimore, people wanted to act like it wasn't his fault. It was his fault. If he had played to that ability against Kansas City, they would have beat him. And what I'm saying is with Lamar Jackson, you don't know what you're going to get from one game to another. With Jaden Daniels, you know what you're going to get every single time, and that's going to be amazing quarterbacking. That's all I got to say. Y'all take care. I'd like to hear what you guys say on that.
Thank you, Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray throw in a y'all. Y'all take care now. Yeah? Oh, man. Sometimes you guys make me laugh. Listen, Josh Allen hasn't played great in every playoff game that he's played in. Every quarterback has an occasional playoff stinker. Tom Brady had them. Peyton Manning had plenty of them. Aaron Rodgers has had them. Every quarterback. And it's why you have to actually watch the games instead of just looking at numbers, because sometimes numbers are inflated in meaningless situations. But the bottom line is, I do believe, this is me, I do believe Jaden Daniels will be less susceptible to those wild swings. And maybe he won't, maybe he'll miss a thing or two that'll cost them a game in some people's eyes. But I think Jaden Daniels will be more consistent ultimately, maybe slightly, than Lamar and even maybe Josh Allen in playoff games. Now, real quickly, A-Mac, you said to me right before the last break that I sound like I hate Lamar Jackson.
Okay, I was being a little colorful.
A little facetious.
Yeah, but I don't think you're giving him his proper respect.
Like, okay.
We've looked at Josh Allen and we said, like, this dude needs to fix the turnovers.
Yeah.
And it was, like, bad a couple of seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
With, I think it was double digit. Like, Lamar has only thrown double digit interceptions once in his career.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Allen has had one season of 18 2 years ago. He only had six last year.
Yeah, I mean, last year was fantastic.
He had 18 2 years ago, his first year without Brian Daboll. So a lot of people thought automatically.
That was his second year without Brian Daboll.
You're right. I'm sorry.
And then the year before that, it was 14.
His first year was 14. The year before that, and that was with Daboll, 15, 10. So he's had one, two, three, four, five seasons of double-digit interceptions, but he only had six last year in his MVP.
Fantastic last year, and he won MVP. Right. But historically, that's been a problem with Josh Allen. Is he? I think he knows he has a gunslinger for an arm.
Yeah.
He can throw 3,000 miles per hour, but he makes terrible decisions sometimes.
I would agree. Lamar, like you said, has only had 1 year of double digit interceptions, and that was 13.
Yeah, and you can say that Lamar doesn't have the arm strength of a Josh Allen, but he also doesn't have the terrible decision-making other than last year that Josh Allen has had. So I don't know. You're making it seem like these two are worlds apart, and I don't
– I didn't make it seem like they were worlds apart. What you can pick on me is that I lean slightly –
okay.
Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson. That you can pick on me about and say, what are you, crazy? He's got this, he's got that, he's a little more reckless, he's a little bit more of a what? You're not wrong on that.
Okay, Alex said, I just want to make it clear to our audience, because it seems like you're like, Josh is...
No. I did say last year, all along, I felt Josh Allen was having a slightly better year and deserved the MVP. And I turned out, surprisingly, that I was right. I had no faith that people would get it right, and they did, at least in my opinion. Yet a lot of people were mad.
41 touchdowns from Lamar. I mean, he still had an incredible season. I think you could.
Josh Allen had 41 touchdowns too, and he lost his two top receivers.
No, 28 for Josh Allen last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Lamar's numbers. My bad. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It was a big drop off.
Right. Right. I mean, every situation, every system, every team, every thing is different. Josh Allen didn't. I mean, James Cook is good, not Derrick Henry. I don't know if Shakir is or Curtis Samuel is Zay Flowers.
Yeah, I'm with you, Josh Allen. I'm not taking it away from him that he won MVP last year. Like, the thought process is, if you take Josh Allen out of that Buffalo offense, they're struggling a lot more than if you take Lamar Jackson out of the Baltimore offense.
Well, especially now with Derrick Henry.
Yes.
Before Derrick Henry got there, and also before Zay Flowers got there, which last year was his second year, right? I mean, that's really, like, people automatically credit to Todd Monken. And yes, he helped the offense get more efficient. You know what also helped? Getting Lamar Jackson more talent so that everybody couldn't zoom in on him alone. Zay Flowers and Derrick Henry have helped Lamar reach new levels.
Yeah, I just want to be clear, because I think everyone knows Patrick is the best, but a lot of people would put Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson at number two before they do Josh Allen.
And I would say this real quickly about Patrick Mahomes, as great as he's been, and He's been awesome in a lot of big playoff games. He's obviously won multiple champion. What is it? Three Super Bowls, right? He has been poor, or his offense has been poor in two huge spots, two huge Super Bowl losses. Poor, not okay, not good, not fairly good. Poor. I mean, everybody's interpretation is a little bit different, and that's why these debates will never end. All right, we got to take a time out on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.